All right, Larry Brooks, San Diego. A great ride by Jeremy tonight. Really crushed it. McGrath just took off with a win. Oh, wait. Okay, wait. We're not here. I'm sure that did happen at some point. But Mumford, really good ride tonight. Sixth. A little tired at the end, I thought. But and then Schwartz is fast. Crash, though. Take us through it on your end.
Mumford's been riding really good. Put himself in a good position. Put himself up front. It's a high-pressure situation, and, you know, he keeps putting himself in that spot. He gets winded, mentally tired, whatever it may be, you know, maybe holding his breath. But this is only his sixth main event that he's qualified for, and he gets better every weekend. So, I mean, our whole goal is just keep putting him up front and put him in that high-pressure situation and make him improve. Schwartzy, he tries really hard. Sometimes it just doesn't work out for him. And my thinking is, you know, we just need to get through Supercross, get him to outdoors, and he'll be much stronger there. He just needs more time. I mean, Dylan will figure Supercross out. It's just the day-to-day thing, and sometimes he has a good race, sometimes he doesn't, but it'll get better for him.
You know, it's weird. You don't see a kid he's really good outdoors.
Yeah.
And you don't see a kid nowadays, this isn't like when your era where you guys didn't have Supercross tracks to practice on.
Right.
He has Supercross tracks to practice on. He grew up on it. But, I mean, I guess not. I guess he hasn't spent, like, it's crazy to me that he can be so good outdoors.
Yeah.
And indoors, he looks like he's got a ways to go.
Yeah, I mean, he does ride Supercross well.
Okay.
But, I mean, it could be just a small mistake and, like, his short legs kind of bite him. And, you know, he doesn't have enough experience in Supercross. I think when he makes a mistake, it turns into a big mistake. And,
yeah,
and he's a little bit impatient, and he wants to do good, you know, and it's one of those things where you want to go too fast and it just doesn't work out sometimes. And so I think he'll get better. It's just a, you know, day to day thing, and just keep him going forward.
Overall, you've been happy with Carson through three?
For sure.
Yeah.
No, I've been happy with both guys, you know, and they've qualified for all the main events so far, and, you know, we just always want better results. But, you know, the sixth tonight by Mumford, I think that put us in a better position, and I think it shows him that he can do better than that. I think he just needs to figure out his breathing and a few things that'll get him to the end. But I know he's fit. You know, it's not like he's not fit, but you know, it's just how you go about racing. Supercross is a weird deal, and, you know, everyone kind of approaches it differently.
Look, myself included, we like to have some fun with RM Army and the Kickstarters.
Right.
You know, this is what we do. But I said this before we hit record, your bikes look good. They look fast. They look like they're, like, hey, they look good. And I think, you know, again, we all like to have our fun with the Kickstarter, but good job on the bikes.
Yeah, no, the bike's really good, you know, and I think Suzuki is showing that they can run up front. I mean, if you build them correctly, they're pretty dang fast. So it runs good. Yeah, we don't have electric start, but we all kind of grew up kickstarting bikes. So to me, it's not that big of a deal because I've never had a electric start bike. So yeah, no, I'm the Suzuki's a good bike.
So as long as we keep Wheeler away from here, things will improve.
Wheeler was here all day.
Oh boy! No wonder why.
Yeah.
Hey, are you still drinking too many Mountain Dews?
I've cut back, and that's all I hear is how much Mountain Dew I drink. Yeah. My wife came in. Somebody said something about Mountain Dew, and she almost lost her mind.
I wonder if that's because of me a little bit. Because when you come up on shows and stuff, I'm like, does he still drink a Mountain Dew? Yeah. Might be my fault a little bit.
Nah. It was my fault. I'm a. What is it, a Mountain Dew addict? Yeah.
I don't know. You do the Dew too much.
I do the Dew. I love the Dew. It is a good thing. And I had a few of them today,
okay.
So I'm good.
Just a moderation.
Yeah, I go 12 packs at a time.
All right, thanks, LB.
All right, you're very welcome.